The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as seven times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had him put into prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
And so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. So you might remember, not so very long ago, the gospel reading was all about forgiveness, maybe just slightly over a week ago. And today the gospel is on forgiveness again, but I thought we'd just take it a slightly deeper step. Okay? Hopefully you'll appreciate that. Peter approached Jesus and said, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as seven times?" And the prophet Amos had said that you were supposed to forgive three times, but not four times, just three. So here's Peter taking the prophet Amos, doubling him, and adding one just for good measure. "Hey, Lord, give me a pat on the back and tell me how good I am," right? As many as seven times, and then Jesus floors him by saying 77 times. Now, he's actually making reference to a very little known character in the Old Testament. In the book of Genesis, there was a character named Lamech. And he was terribly vengeful. And he used to say, 77 times fold will Lamech repay anyone who crosses him, right? 77 times. The very definition of vengeance our Lord uses as the standard now of mercy. Okay. So, I've mentioned this before. Forgiveness is not a feeling. Forgiveness is a choice. Forgiveness is not an emotion. Forgiveness is a decision. Okay. This morning, I'd like, though, to take this little tour through forgiveness. Let's talk about what it does feel like to forgive. Forgiveness is never a one-and-done decision. I hope you know that already. But neither is forgiveness doing the same thing over and over and over again indefinitely. It is, rather, a fresh, ongoing, ever-present, never-ending mental and emotional struggle that will become who you are. Forgiveness isn't just something that you do. It will become your very identity. And as you do it, it feels absolutely repulsive. I've mentioned before, I said forgiveness, it's kind of like public transportation. People think it's a great idea for somebody else, right? You do it first. It feels repulsive. I heard the story of a woman whose seventh grade daughter was killed, seventh grade, 13 years old, walking home from school, child went missing. They hoped for the best, but prepared for the worst, and weeks later they found the body. The 13-year-old child had been killed. And it made the news, and it was a major news event, and all kinds of friends and people, they came over to the woman's house, and they tried their best to comfort her, and you know, they bought her baked goods and warm food and all of this, doing their very best. And a man came over who had also seen the news, and he said, "You know, I want to tell you, my daughter was killed too." And so she sat down and talked with him, and she said, "Well, what's happened? What's it been like?" And he said, "Well, all I can think about is my anger at the murderer. And I lost my ability to concentrate. And I lost my job. And I lost my friends. And I even lost my own memory of my own daughter, because all I can think about is how angry I am at the man who took her away from me." And she said that she thought that night about what the man had said, and realized how easily she could go and do the exact same thing, so saddened, so deep in grief was she, that she made a decision that she was going to forgive. Not because it was pleasant, but because she knew she had no other choice. That's what forgiveness feels like. A very ugly resort you check into because there's no place else to go. Now, we Americans especially, we're so fixated on emotions, you know, we don't realize how the whole spiritual life is really one of free will, but sometimes it does help to talk about emotions and what it feels like. And so forgiveness is something that will threaten you, haunt you, prod you, lead you, guide you, heal you, and eventually set you free. But over the long course of forgiving, something far more important will happen. It'll become your very identity. Forgiveness will be who you are, and that's a very good thing, because it's already who God is. Like Pope John Paul II said, he said, "Forgiveness is love's other name. And also, as you give, so will you receive. Blessed are those who show mercy, because mercy will be theirs." Amen.